Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Third Culture Kids. Third edition, The Experience of Growing Up, Among Worlds by Ruth E. Van Reeken, explores what it means to be shaped by multiple countries, languages, and cultural systems during childhood. Building on the well-known Third Culture Kid concept, the book describes how frequent moves, international schooling, and cross-cultural families can create a rich, expanded worldview while also complicating identity, belonging, and relationships. Van Reeken frames the TCK experience as more than travel or expatriate life, emphasizing the developmental impact of repeated transitions and the hidden losses that often accompany them. The updated edition addresses modern realities such as globalization, increased mobility, multicultural families, and new forms of connection. With practical insights for adults who grew up globally and for the parents, educators, and employers who support them, the book functions as both a map of common patterns and a guide to healthier adaptation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the third culture kid and the worlds that shape them, a central contribution of the book is a clear framework for understanding who third culture kids are and why their experiences differ from those of travelers, immigrants, or typical expatriates. The third culture idea highlights that children who spend significant developmental years outside their parents' home culture often form a blended cultural space that is neither fully local nor fully home country. This helps explain why many TCKs feel highly comfortable across borders, yet strangely out of place when asked where they are from. The book also broadens the lens to include related groups, such as internationally adopted children, military brats, children of diplomats, missionaries, global business families, and cross-cultural or mixed nationality households. By distinguishing between legal nationality, cultural fluency, and felt belonging, Van Reeken provides language for experiences that are often hard to name. This definitional clarity matters because it validates real developmental patterns and creates a common vocabulary that families, schools, and organizations can use to support mobile children more intentionally. Secondly, identity and belonging across cultures and life stages. The book examines how identity formation can become complex when a child internalizes multiple cultural codes, values, and social rules. Rather than assuming identity as a simple choice between cultures, Van Reeken presents identity as layered, context-dependent, and influenced by repeated transitions. Many TCKs learn to adapt quickly and read social cues well, but they may also struggle to answer questions that assume a single home base or a linear life story. The book highlights how belonging can be situational, with TCKs feeling at home in international communities, yet disconnected in places that expect deep local roots. It also discusses how identity questions often reappear at different life stages, such as university, early career, marriage, or parenting, when people renegotiate where they fit. By normalizing these patterns, the book encourages readers to move from self-judgment to self-understanding. It offers a way to see multicultural identity as a genuine strength while acknowledging that it can require deliberate work to integrate the pieces into a coherent sense of self. Thirdly, hidden losses, grief, and the cost of repeated transitions. One of the most practical themes is the emphasis on transition as both opportunity and loss. Moves can bring adventure, education, and broadened perspective, but they also involve leaving friends, routines, familiar places, and a stable narrative of continuity. The book draws attention to the concept of hidden grief, the sadness that may not be recognized because the move looks positive from the outside or because the family expects resilience. When losses are unprocessed, they can show up later as emotional numbing, difficulty committing, restlessness, or a tendency to keep relationships at a safe distance. Van Reeken encourages naming what is being left behind and creating rituals that acknowledge change. The topic also connects grief to loyalty conflicts, such as feeling disloyal to one place when enjoying another, or feeling pressure to be grateful rather than honest. By treating grief as a normal response rather than a weakness, the book helps TCKs and their supporters build healthier emotional habits that improve attachment, stability, and long-term well-being. Fourthly, relationships, communication patterns, and the role of community. The book explores how constant movement shapes relational skills in distinctive ways. TCKs often become skilled at initiating friendships quickly, navigating language differences, and reading group dynamics. At the same time, frequent goodbyes can train a person to keep relationships light, avoid conflict, or leave before being left. Van Reeken discusses how communication styles vary across cultures and how TCKs may feel fluent in several styles, yet unsure which one truly represents them. The importance of third culture communities also stands out, especially international schools and expatriate networks, where shared mobility becomes a form of belonging. These communities can be deeply supportive, but they can also reinforce a temporary mindset if there is little encouragement toward long-term roots. The book invites readers to build intentional community practices, such as mentoring relationships, consistent friendships across moves, and spaces where personal history is remembered. By understanding relational patterns as learned adaptations, TCKs can keep the strengths of cross-cultural connection while addressing avoidance, isolation, or difficulty with deeper commitment. Lastly, practical guidance for parents, educators, and adult TCKs. Beyond describing patterns, the book offers practical ways to support healthier development. For parents, it emphasizes preparing children for transitions, including realistic conversations, involving them in the process, and acknowledging mixed feelings rather than demanding instant enthusiasm. For educators and international schools, the book underscores the need for systems that welcome newcomers, honor departures, and recognize that globally mobile students may carry accumulated loss. For adult TCKs, it provides a lens for understanding career choices, home building, and relationship decisions, including why some adults thrive in globally oriented work while others long for stability. The book also points toward coping strategies such as building continuity through traditions, keeping meaningful items, documenting stories, and maintaining selected friendships. Importantly, it frames growth as possible without denying pain. By combining a conceptual map with action-oriented suggestions, Van Reeken helps readers move from merely surviving transitions to integrating them, making choices with greater self-awareness, and leveraging cross-cultural skills in ways that align with long-term values and well-being. In conclusion, this book is best for third culture kids, adult TCKs, globally mobile families, and the professionals who serve them, including international school staff, counselors, HR leaders, and campus support teams. Readers benefit because the book provides language for experiences that often feel invisible, especially the mix of privilege and loss that comes with growing up among worlds. By naming patterns in identity, belonging, grief, and relationships, it helps people make sense of their reactions and build healthier ways to handle transition, connection, and long-term decisions. It is worth buying compared to similar titles because it combines a foundational framework of the TCK experience with practical guidance for real-life contexts, not just personal reflection. The updated perspective speaks to modern mobility and multicultural realities, making it useful both as a first introduction and as a reference to revisit at different life stages. For many readers, the greatest value is feeling understood while also receiving concrete tools for growth. If you would like to support Ruth E. Van Reeken, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.